Another episode of Sleeper Wire Shorts. I am your host, Steven Spaccaratelli, and I am continuing my deep dive into rookies and where they landed and guys that I'm targeting that I feel you should be targeting and where in your dynasty rookie drafts. The player that I'm looking at today is Antonio Gibson, and for me, he became a little bit more interesting when the Redskins selected him where they did, which was number 66 overall, in the third round of the 2020 NFL draft. So it's like, you know, right at the beginning of the first third round, pretty much. I mean, he's a JUCO wide receiver that when he transferred to Memphis in 2018, he played running back and wide receiver. His abilities to me are highlighted by his 2019 season when he had 71 touches, 38 of them being receptions, 33 of them being carries. But on those 71 touches, he had 12 touchdowns. He's an explosive young man. Now, with the majority of his plays coming at the wide receiver position, he's actually expected to be a big contributor in Washington as a running back. And I'm on board with that simply because Washington also carries a handful of young options at wide receiver. And they also drafted AGG, Antonio Gandy-Golden, that you may have heard on a previous short episode that I did on why I like that kid and why he's been a target of mine in later rounds. Now, new head coach Ron Rivera has handpicked Gibson and stated that he has a similar skill set to Christian McCaffrey. Pretty damn lofty statement in my opinion, but it makes me think about it. If he can be 70% of Christian McCaffrey, I'm good with that. I mean, the running back group in Washington has 35-year-old Adrian Peterson, the constantly injured Darius Geis, Bryce Love, who missed his rookie season after his 2018 year was just filled with injuries that was capped off by a torn ACL. You had the often injured Chris Thompson is now gone. Then they have the likes of Peyton Barber, J.D. McKissick, Josh Ferguson on the roster. Overall, not the strongest competition simply because of health and skill set. I mean, you know, if Darius Geis has been healthy, you wouldn't even be talking about this right now. So there's just a lot of concern that the opportunity is there. Now, Gibson, you know, he stands 6 foot, 228 pounds, big dude, and he runs a 4.39 40. That alone makes him interesting, especially because the traits that he possesses and that we've seen with Ron Rivera running backs just makes him more interesting, in my opinion. Again, he's a big dude, and he's for a big guy for running back, and he's elusive. Has contact balance, and has the ability to shed tackles because of his size and explosiveness. Now remember, he can also come out of the slot too. You know, this guy, he sells his route stems well. And when he has the ball in space, he's just a highlight waiting to happen, man. I mean, look out. He's a lot of fun to watch. So with a lot of question marks on the offensive side of the ball in Washington, that's basically wide open. The opportunity and upside is there for Gibson, in my opinion. And I believe he will have a significant role as the season progresses. So I've been seeing Gibson go at the end of the second round, beginning of the third round in rookie drafts, regardless of your format. Now, if you need help at wide receiver or quarterback, and you're comfortable at the running back position, use your first few picks at those positions because there's plenty of talent at those positions to help your team and still be able to land a young, promising talent in Gibson a little bit later on in the draft. So that's all I have for him on this episode. You know, again, go on Twitter. You can follow me at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. You can follow me on Instagram at that same handle as well. While you're on Twitter, follow the Sleeper Wire Show at Sleeper Wire Show. Make sure, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever it is that you enjoy your podcast episodes, make sure you're following Sleeper Wire there and you're subscribed because you don't want to miss out on all this content that we have coming out during the off season before we get in real heavy with all the original things that you guys have heard if you've been along with the Sleeper Wire group that we do throughout the season. So again, make sure you follow all of us, you're subscribed, don't want to miss out. So until the next time you hear my voice,